track 8. And now we come to Letters to the Editor. And we start with Carol Cotgrove of Dawlish, Public Inconvenience. Approximately 100 years since public toilets were first introduced in the UK, it is very concerning to hear of their possible closure across Teignbridge District Council. At a time when Newton Abbott is hoping for better footfall in the town with this enhanced market hall and street layout, it would be disastrous if public conveniences, such as those at Newton Abbott's cricket field, Widdicombe and the Strand, Star Cross, were no longer available. Locals, tourists and working people would all be impacted to the detriment of the local economy. Undoubtedly, many would avoid travelling into a town with no access to public toilet in a prime and expensive car park. It is disingenuous to suggest that local businesses could open up their own facilities for the general public. They have enough financial burden on them already. I sincerely hope that a solution can be found to this serious problem.
A Trek to the Loos is an email from P. Noyce. I've read with growing disquiet about the plans by Teignbridge District Council to close toilets if they cannot pass the responsibility to other agencies in the district. What are they thinking about? In the past few months, I've been asked on two separate occasions where the nearest public toilets is in Newton Abbott. On the first occasion, I suggested Austin's. On the second, I had absolutely no idea at all. People who have just come off a bus after a long journey inevitably need a loo. Nowadays, the nearest ones that are open are too far away. For more mature people, often on certain drugs, there is a very short time between the need to use a toilet and the actual event. How embarrassing is that? Perhaps the council would like to provide catheters or incontinence pads for their taxpayers. A quick search on Google may show how passengers on trains in the 1880s managed. There is no excuse for removing a vital public service. Our council tax goes up every year. There is a huge growth in new builds in Teignbridge, which brings in income for the council. And although costs are always rising, you would hope that the financial experts who advise the council would be able to balance their books so that basic essential services would be maintained. They are able to find money for refurbishing Queen Street and remodelling the market building, but not for essential services. Perhaps they should take another look at their priorities. It's all very well enhancing the town to attract more visitors, but not much good if the basic amenities are missing. The South West struggles financially to attract new businesses. Removing basic amenities does not engender a feeling of confidence in the area and certainly sends out the wrong message to people. I'm all for saving money, but not at the expense of comfort and well-being of the general public who rely on their council to provide the basic and very essential services that they have paid for. I sincerely hope that the council will reconsider this very ill-conceived and potentially very damaging idea.
Making it easy to volunteer. Catherine Johnston, CBE, Chief Executive of Royal Voluntary Service, writes, "Across the country, charities are working tirelessly to support their communities, and often volunteers are at the heart of that effort. Readers who are part of charities will know how tough it's become to find the volunteers that we need. It's not that the willingness isn't there. We hear every day from people who want to help. It's just that life is busy. The process can be clunky, and too often the right opportunities and the right people simply don't find each other. That's why, thanks to the support of players of People's Postcode Lottery, Royal Voluntary Service is developing a free-to-use digital volunteering platform to support charities with recruiting and onboarding volunteers. It's been designed with input from local and national charities to help all of us connect with volunteers from all generations and backgrounds, and aims to complement all the existing good work that is taking place to recruit volunteers at local level and in specialist areas. The platform will officially open to the public in the autumn, when local people will be able to browse volunteering opportunities and click and connect with causes they care about. But today I'm writing to encourage fellow charities to sign up for free and see how the platform could benefit them. Whether your cause is health, heritage, sport, animals, the environment, or something beautifully unique to your community, we want you with us. This platform is our chance together to make volunteering easier, more accessible and more visible. Whether someone has an hour to give or wants to commit long term, we want them to find a role that fits, something they believe in, something local or something flexible they can do from home. Over the coming weeks, we'll be inviting charities to begin unloading their volunteering opportunities to the platform in stages and to test it out before it launches to the public. So from one charity to another, I hope you'll join us. Let's make it easier for people to find their place in volunteering. And let's do it as we always do, by pulling together.